I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever found like a grey hair on your body and thought that that part of your body is like gone off, like it's gone past its sell by date? Is that like what's your thought when you find a grey hair in your body? Because I literally went, it's gone off. It's apart from my sell by date.
I found some grey hairs. It wasn't cute.
I was scared.
Yeah, it's not a nice feeling.
No, it's unfortunately I've accumulated a few grey hairs, and I was thinking about just some men get rid of grey in 5 minutes, but nah, I'm just happy to grow old gracefully.
I'm not going to tell you where I find the grey hair.
Too much information.
Welcome to, and that's why we messed up, the podcast talking about geekery, nerdism, and all else in between from a South London postcode. I am Shannis. Next to me is Big Man Booger Red. And on the other side, on the other side is the Insta Classic.
That's me.
What's up? Now, this is actually my turn. I want to try something a little bit different. I want to do a kind of chilled episode because we're actually recording on the last day of 2021. And I thought I'd kind of ask you guys some questions, just about the year and some stuff, if you bear with me. Just want to try something new.
Did you email the questions to my solicitor?
Wow.
You know I have these kind of proceedings.
Well, I have had these looked over, so I do think these ones might be just about okay.
Jason?
No. Sorry. Jason was available. Okay.
I wish I had a solicitor called Jason now.
just on standby, Jason.
Jason, standby. I'm sending you questions. Jason, this is a good investment. Sorry.
Jason, what about this cryptocurrency? No, Jason, don't. Seriously, no.
Shout out to Jason.
Here's my question to both of you. What were your standout films? I know you haven't seen them all for this year.
Big man, you've gone to the cinema more than I have. You go first.
Actually had this conversation with someone last night. There are a few films I can name off, and I won't bore details with everyone, but it's top of my head. Spidey definitely is on that list. Snyder Cut.
God, that was this year, isn't it? Jesus, yeah. That was, isn't it? Whoa.
Promising Young Woman.
Once again, shout out my luck, Robbie G. See, we do it every week. We do it every time.
I'm trying to think. Promising Young Woman, which I thought was brilliantly done. And there was another one. Actually, this one's a bizarre one. I actually put No Time to Die was on my list.
No, I don't lie.
She's saying you're obvious, big man. I won't have it.
I know. I'm not even going to bother. Last night in Soho. Nobody.
Oh,
yeah, she knows she as well. Do you know? This year,
God.
Okay. This year is so weird because it feels like it was so short, but at the same time, there's been so much that's happened, and when you're saying these films, these names out now, it's like that was this year, wasn't it?
That's what I'm Nobody was this year.
Nobody. French Dispatch, and finally, actually, no, there's two more. The documentary about the Sparks Brothers, but Edgar Wright's masterpiece yet again. Brilliant movie. And finally, this one went underneath the radar, but The Mitchells versus The Machines.
That was a banger of a film. That didn't get enough love. That kind of pisses me off that film didn't get as much love as it should have, because it was so good.
So much fun. So much fun with that. And I went into that with no expectations, and I thought, damn, that was a film. Mm. How about you, bro?
Do you know, now I need to recap the films that I've watched this year, because I can't even tell you what came out this year, what didn't come out this year, because I'm actually questioning what I've seen now. Definitely No Way Home. That was this year's Endgame. Shang-Chi, of course, for some representation for the Asian community, so I respect that. And again, really good character, did it justice. My only negativity towards that film is there were not enough montages. You gotta give me a good 10 minute montage, alright? That's what I want. Okay, maybe it's a bit too much. No, it's not enough. 15 minutes. There, I said it. Let's see. What else came out? I'm looking through my list right now of films I've watched, and I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I still haven't watched that yet. I need to watch that soon. Mitchell's vs. the Machines was a sleeper hit. That should have got more love than it did. And I mean, it's animation team of Into the Spider-Verse, so it was always going to be a good shout in my books. But it overdid it. It did way better than I expected it to do. Gunpowder Milkshake was pretty decent. Was a good. Okay. That was a good. Had a few of my favorite ladies in it: Michelle Yeoh, Angela Bassett. You know, so I'm always good to see awesome women kicking ass. So that was good. What else did I see? I can't. It's annoying. I can't think of like. You should have told me these questions to be prepared. We're prepared.
Yeah, I thought I'd get something raw out of both of y'all. So.
King Kong, Godzilla.
Oh
King
yeah,
Kong.
Godzilla vs King Kong.
That was
you
fun.
Really liked it. You really enjoyed that.
That
I
was
remember.
Just fun because I've never realized that, but I've always been a big fan of kaiju films in general. Because since my love of the old school Ultraman series and of course Power Rangers and so on and so forth. So when you got Godzilla on one side officially and King Kong on one side officially beating the shit out of each other, literally destroying Hong Kong. How can you not like that? It was just unadulterated good action. Black Widow was pretty good. It introduced us to Yelena, who's probably was MVP of that film and the story. But yeah, that's again. I need to have a look back on what came out this year because I feel like we've all watched a lot, but a lot of it kind of blends into if it was this year or last year.
Yeah, very true.
Suicide Squad, for God's sake. Suicide Squad,
that was this year. Yeah, that was good. That defied expectations.
The fact that Chantel liked it says a lot.
I love Suicide Squad, honestly.
Because Suicide Squad, Chantel's not the biggest DC fan, and she she hasn't seen the first Suicide Squad knowing that it was a bad film. But she loved this one. So
I sure did.
It was so good. Big man, I'm sure you liked it as well. So
No, I think it's a brilliant film, to be fair. Actually, when you said, I'm thinking, shit, I actually forgot to mention the squad. But yeah, that's definitely up there. I had a great blast watching that on the screen.
I think the last one I'm going to mention, because I'm forgetting a few more, but I'm going to mention a little sleeper hit that was better than anyone expected it to be, Jungle Cruise.
That wasn't too bad, actually.
That was not
too bad at all. Once again, Dwayne has that magic touch, man.
Yeah, man. Like it was. You know, you mentioned fireworks, and then I'm putting on fireworks outside right now as well. yeah, like my sister said, it is it's New Year's Eve, and even though it's like seven in the afternoon, they're doing fireworks right now. I don't know why, but whatever. But yeah, Jungle Cruise was I knew it was gonna be cheesy, and in my eyes, The Rock can do no wrong, so I knew I was gonna like it regardless. But yeah, I like it from it was just fun. It was cheesy fun, like Brendan Fraser's The Mummy. Very cheesy film.
Yeah. Cheesy, like it. So good, Brendan Fraser.
What about you, sis?
Blood Quantum is one of my favourites this year. If you haven't seen it, it's on Shudder. Really good zombie horror movie on Shudder. Done by an indigenous director. And because that point of view just makes it...
Oh, is that the Native American one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
completely good. Really, really good anime bit in there as well. But really good idea about a zombie outbreak and basically taking like the one drop rule and change it on his head. I'm not really giving away anything. That's the whole point of it, is the whole thing of Blood Quantum and how much blood in there to determine whether you were indigenous or, you know, what have you. And in this instance, it's actually that the zombie outbreak, zombies don't affect indigenous folks. And it's not for the faint of heart, but it's a damn good film. So please check it out. I'm with you. Suicide Squad was an absolute pleasant surprise. I really, really enjoyed that movie. I haven't seen a lot of films this year, to be honest with you. I've been kind of like hunkered down, and yeah, I haven't watched a lot of movies this year, and I still haven't seen the No Way Home. But I did want to give a little shout out to Blood Quantum this year. Thoroughly enjoyed. Also enjoyed the Candyman remake.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
Candyman remake. I liked the idea behind it. Don't come with the chiefery about horror films aren't political. All horror films are political. I would like in the new year to do some stuff about horror films and do a bit more in depth rather than just around Halloween. And I will be doing that, but I really like the image, especially as someone who I really love the original. The visuals, the idea behind it. Excellent. And that's the thing, I can take some of the criticisms, I understand them. But I think Brother and I have had a discussion before about the fact that not every movie should be Jordan Peele. Not everyone come out of the gate and it'd be like, oh my God, I think a case of filmmakers should be allowed to, we allow other, you know, other white filmmakers to kind of like mess around and do whatever. Look at you, Michael Bay.
He's a genius.
Shut up. But in my opinion, covering myself, in my opinion, but yeah, we allow other film creators to just kind of do their thing, work themselves out and what have you. So I feel like Black and Brown and other filmmakers should be able to have the same thing. And while I can see there are some areas where there could have been improvement, I still think it was a really, really good, really good go for it. And it was just so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So those are my two. And that's probably my two because I haven't really gone to cinema a lot this year. I've got to say, going to see Shang-Chi, though, was really good. That's also a personal highlight. And it was kind of a highlight because I went there, and when I was there with my family, we saw like an Asian family there with these little kids, and the looks on their faces just made me feel so happy. Like, obviously, like when we went to see Black Panther, we were those kids. We were just sitting there gleefully holding hands and crying at Wakanda.
I wasn't crying.
These kids were just so happy, and when they came out and they were literally like doing moves and they were just so gassed, I just felt such warmth. If you get what I mean? Like, oh my God, these kids are just so happy and so gassed and so hyped and so like, ah! And so just like, I love this. Do you know what I mean? And they were quiet throughout as well. I've got to give them props. But because there were a gang of them, there were a lot of them. But yeah, I loved experiencing that. That was really good. Nice soundtrack too. Shout out to Anderson .Paak every time. Yeah, I think that's my movies.
Fair enough.
I'm probably going to watch more of them, and I also enjoyed Matrix.
I
thoroughly enjoyed it.
I don't understand the criticism. I feel like, right, Matrix is one of those films that should be on a pedestal, but if you're going into a, let's be honest, a new film in a new era with new technology, new ideas, and and expecting to get the exact same film that you got in 1999, it's not going to happen. That's why people, a lot of people usually are disappointed with certain comic book films, because it wasn't done the way they expected it to be, especially like it wasn't done the way they had it in their head, basically. Like if you go into a film thinking that's how it's going to be in your head, that it's got to be exactly like how I think it should be, like I used to read as a kid, or like how I was in 1999, you're always going to be disappointed. Just be open to the new ideas and the new transitions. Just be open.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like certain games and certain any media. Some of them are, you had to have been there. I fully get that. There are certain things that we're like living now where the other set are going to be like, I don't really get it. It's like, for example, when our parents would talk about how, like, when Exorcist came out and they were like, there was fainting and people were thinking, and we're like, that's right, what? And I'm seeing it on the back of that going, oh, which part did you? But when I watched it again without that expectation, I could appreciate what it was. But it was almost like, for that time, you had to have been there. You had to have been. It's like the fact that, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I remember what the whole Video Nasties thing was about. You had to have been there to experience that. It's the same in Matrix. You had to have been there. You had to have been there to know what it felt like for the first time to see Bullet Time and go, oh my God. And the whole concept of how it looked and how it's progressed. That doesn't stop the new Matrix not be having something very interesting to say. And if your thing is like, what's not like the last ones? Well, I've got nothing for you. I've got nothing for you. I like to engage with stuff and kind of be educated and talk, and also have something to think about. And there are movies I could turn my brain off on, and there are some where I really want to be thoroughly engaged. And for me, I was, you know, it was nice to see Keanu back and Carrie Moss and some familiar heads. I won't spoil it. But other than that, once again, I'm going to watch it again because I want to ruminate on more ideas and have a look at things. But that's my movie with Matrix. I tend to literally sit in there and hold citations on Matrix and stuff. So, yeah. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Is it my film of the year? Once again, I haven't seen Spider-Man, so I kind of can't say. But
we've got a couple of hours, a few hours, so you can watch it now, so you better hurry up.
Okay, I'm just going to run out after this. cool. Another question.
Okay.
What TV series defied expectations for y'all? And I know there's a lot of TV that's happened this year.
But I didn't watch a lot of it thinking about it. Like, actually, God, fudging fireworks. That actually scared me. I'm not gonna lie. what's the question? TV series. What was it?
Yeah, TV series that defied expectations.
Yeah. Again, there wasn't. Like, I've been pretty boring when it comes to TV. I just watch my usual, which is usually just the Marvel stuff. So. But actually, wait. Did that all happen this year?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's talking
all
about.
This
so,
year.
So WandaVision, Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier. That's all this year, wasn't it?
That's all this year. That's
bloody
all this
hell.
That's all this year. Because the mad thing is I remember when we saw the thing of it, it was like, starting from, it's like, what, March? Basically from March, we've just been going through.
Jesus.
So we had WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Sorry.
Captain America.
Spoilers.
And the Winter Soldier.
Spoilers. You don't see it
by now, honestly. On a level.
Okay. One.
On a
TV
level.
Series. It's a TV series, right? It's not comic.
Okay. Look.
Spoilers. Okay. I'm sorry for my sister's lack of respect for the.
Sorry.
Media.
Sorry. Yeah.
But eventually by now, you're lazy.
I mean,
Captain America is black now. Get over it.
Yeah. Loki. And of course, oh my God, Hawkeye. We got four.
Yeah.
Plus, we had Mandalorian. Is it Mandalorian was this year?
Mandalorian, yeah.
Mandalorian was this year.
Call it Mandalorian. and Book of Boba just started yesterday over here. Yeah,
I haven't the only thing I ever watched was the Marvel stuff, and out of all of them, I think the one that surprised me the most was Loki. Loki surprised me the most. My favorite was Captain America: Winter Soldier, because for obvious reasons I related to it a lot more, and again it brought in a character that when this character was brought in for me, I said, I went, hands down, this is my favorite show and the story, because it's a character again, if you haven't seen it, spoilers, and I apologize profusely, but I'm going to say what I'm going to say because I love it. This is why I love the show. So
fast forward by 10 minutes if you don't want to be spoiled. Fast forward by like 10 minutes.
Make it half an hour. No, I'm joking. So when it comes to combat continuity, the way it plays out is that Captain America was not the first Captain America. It was a guy called Isaiah Bradley, who was a black man. And it was test because the way it works, the government didn't want to test a serum that could kill or whatever on their fine American soldiers. So they would test it on black people, basically. So Isaiah was the first test subject, and it worked out well for him at the beginning. But as time went on, his mind deteriorated, and basically now he's still alive in the Marvel Universe. But I wouldn't say he's a vegetable. He's aware to an extent, but he's still alive. But yeah, he doesn't talk. He isn't really doing anything. Sadly, so it had its consequences. And then there have been previous other Captain Americas who forget their names. There was another one I shot after. I think it was like Mustafa X or something. Like that. I cannot remember off the top of my head, sadly. But he died from it, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So in Captain America Winter Soldier, or Falcon Winter Soldier, they bring this character in the second episode, and that's what blew me away, because I knew automatically who it was, and I was like, oh shit, they've got to play, you know, it's like that now. It's like what you're gonna do with me, Marvel? Okay, you got me invested. So, and another thing I give him credit for was making you hate John Walker so well. What kind of makes it bad, because like, realistically, we look for it from reasonable glasses. He's not a bad guy, but
yeah,
he is a bad guy, and it's just it. But yeah, I will say that out of all the series that came out this year, especially the MCU series, Falcon was my favorite one, I had hands down. But the Loki one surprised me because I didn't expect it to be that good. It was a Doctor Who series of the MCU, I would say, and it did a very good job of introducing new characters and just telling an amazing story that expanded the MCU as we know it. So spoilers once again. But yeah,
Big Man.
That's a hard one.
That's what she said.
TV show of the
I knew it. Anyway.
The series of the year for me is a toss between WandaVision. Because obviously that's the first TV series from the whole Disney Plus thing. And to be fair, a lot of people were thinking, hang on, what the hell is going on here with the first couple episodes? But when the twist came, obviously I'm not going to...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No spoilers for those that haven't watched it. Once that case...
Do it. Don't be a bitch. Do it.
Okay, in that case, fast forward by 30 seconds. When it came to light, Proem went into a new into a new next level for me. Absolutely brilliant series. Done so well. You felt Wanda's pain, everything that she'd been through. The introduction of other characters. And it set the standard for which Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, everything has followed suit. I mean, for me, that is up there. And another one, and I'm sure I've been going on about this program for years, is Succession by the makers of Peep Show. Every season, this program has gotten better to the point. Series 3 just recently ended 3 weeks ago. And at 3 a.m. in the morning, I am literally screaming at my TV thinking, why, how can you end a series like this? It is just a consistently superb TV series. I can't rate it enough. Another program which I can add to this, but this is going to bug me because the name's gone out of my head. Uh-huh. It was on Amazon Prime. It was a cartoon based on a superhero Invincible. Family.
Invincibles.
Yes. I could honestly say I never did one. I remember hearing a lot of people back in the day speak about it. I've never actually read it. When I watched
Grant,
episode
Grant
one...
Morrison, right?
Sorry?
That's Grant Morrison, right?
No, that's... what's his name? Robert Kirkman.
The writer
of Walking Dead. And blah, blah, blah.
Walking Dead, yeah.
And I was watching episode one, everything was fine, and then when the twist came, my mouth was just dropped. I couldn't speak. I had to rewatch that whole sequence again, thinking, is this the same program I've watched? Because I just didn't see it coming. And I was invested to the point of thinking, you know, I actually want to go read these books now. I mean, excluding that, I think you, Netflix, Squid Games, Netflix, I think that's pretty much it, to be perfectly honest. I can't think of anything else. How about you, sis?
Okay. I'm going to be a little bit controversial.
There she goes. Mm-hmm.
Or kind of not. I agree both hands down. I mean, WandaVision was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And thoroughly enjoyed all the Marvel. But here's something I watched the other day, and it defied my expectation. What We Do in the Shadows. Series. Straight up. Full disclosure, like, I loved the movie. Absolutely. It's one of my go-to movies. If you haven't seen the movie, What We Do in the Shadows, I beg you, I don't know what you're doing. Just go. It's everywhere. You can find it. When I heard that the series had been optioned, I was a bit like, oh, shit. Because I was just, I didn't feel that the essence that had been captured in that movie could be translatable to a series. Yeah, I was wrong. I was completely wrong. The series is even better. Honestly, Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement. I love Jermaine Clement works from Flight of the Conchords anyway. And Taika Waititi, obviously, you know, Thor Ragnarok, without question. But the fact that the writers they've got in as well, because it's a few other writers doing it, they kept the spirit going, the essence, the fact that they've kind of taken the story, moved it from New Zealand to Staten Island, and the fact that it's Heads that we grew up with, the fact that it's what's the name, Korvac from Phone Jacker and Phone Shop, who plays the lead, Matt Goddamn Berry is an absolute phenom. And it's, and that's just, I get to a point where I have to sometimes call Bruv and be like, Bruv, you need to, Bruv, can you, I just saw some amazing ish. All I'm going to say is season 1, episode 7. Honestly, I have not laughed like that in a long ass time. And just when I thought, okay, I'm done, season 2, episode 1 just came in. Benedict Wong from MCU makes an appearance. Honestly, just, I can't give away anymore. Season 3, I'm looking forward to watching, because Cree Summer is in there, and you know how I feel about Cree Summer as absolutely amazing, and the role she's playing looks amazing. Yeah, that defied my expectations. If that hadn't come along, I would have said WandaVision. Just because of the weight that carried, and I do have a bias. I honestly, Scarlet Witch is one of my favourite characters. So Olsen smacked it out of the goddamn park, and the way it was done, bringing the characters, I thoroughly enjoyed. That's not to take away from Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's not to, definitely, no, Bucky, man like Bucky every time. Or Loki, because that's actually the one I was the least looking forward to. Brother will test, I was not looking forward to Loki. Just because I just couldn't get a grasp on what was going to happen.
She was cussing man's mum and everything. It was actually quite embarrassing.
Sorry, what's that?
She was cussing man's mum and everything about it, man.
I was straight up. Still, I was going for it, man. I was going for it. But I was, honestly, and I was like, and Owen Wilson? Oh, hell no. I take it all back, man. It was good. It honestly was good. The things I want to check out, like...
Owen Wilson, man. Jesus Christ.
I was. I'm owning it. The other day, I had to pick up from Starsky and Hutch again just for laughs one more time. But yeah. I still need to watch Insecure. There's a couple of things I want to check out, but my standout for the year to me right now is what we do in the Shadows. And season 4 has been greenlit, so is season 5. So bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bring it on. You gotta.
Definitely. I think it's all on Disney Plus. So check it out. No, sorry, season 1 and 2 on Disney Plus. Season 3 is, I think, it's finished now. That was on BBC 2. Okay, another question.
Mm-hmm.
What are your disappointments in, like, gaming or movie or series or stuff like that? What's your disappointment this year?
I've played nothing but awesome things, so I have no disappointments. But done.
Okay.
That's a lie. That's a
mic drop.
That's a lie. I know it's a lie. 1 second, let me get the list out.
Wow. I hear a scroll.
All right, let's get the Steam stuff out. Okay. What have I played this year? What came out this year that I played? I'm pretty sure the one I'm thinking of was last year. I'm pretty sure it was last year, actually. Okay, how's this for the disappointment in gaming? I wasn't able to get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. How about that?
That's a huge disappointment.
But to be fair, that's nothing to do with... It's due to the chip shortage, I guess.
Chip shortage, etc. Yeah. I got one. GTA Remaster.
You know...
GTA Remaster is a goddamn mess.
Really?
It's an absolute mess. I think it's got better from when I had a look at it, but my husband was playing it. And I turned and I was like, and you know what it was, is that they have the company they've got to do it. It's almost like some things look absolutely crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And then some things look like Play-Doh, or look like Morph is doing it, look like Morph from back in the day. Because, and I think, like, honestly, like, just like, and I think the fact, I mean, I'm not even disappointed in the kind of some music's not available anymore, because the ones they've got still keep the essence, even though I've had a bad experience with that recently, on something else, but I'll tell you about that later. But it's just the way some things attract. Some, the things that, like, the character design, CJ looked busted. And I'm just like, yeah, no, this looks half done. This literally looks half done. And I think we're playing San Andreas, basically. And I was, I mean, some things have been made easier. Like, you know, all we had to do was follow the damn train. But it don't look good. It doesn't look, for what's meant to have been done. And I get it. There's a certain look and feel about the GTA, especially, like, you know, San Andreas, Vice City 4. And I know you can't compare them to 5, but this just looks busted. This just doesn't look good. And even the play is just not enough to hold you, which was San Andreas. San Andreas could hold you. It could hold you for a long time. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Like, I'm so glad I didn't pay for that. I'm so glad I didn't pay for that or gift that, because I'd be embarrassed to give that. Yeah, that's my game disappointment.
It does actually make a little bit of sense, because obviously when it came out, this massive hype, and I actually forgot the game came out till you just made that point, because I haven't heard anyone mention anything about it.
Everyone lost their goddamn minds. I was so vexed with it. It plays badly, doesn't look good. It looks half done. It looks like they went... It's like somebody said, let me make the sky pretty, and then stopped, and just chucked on. They got like some piss poor mod to put on some skin on it, and it's just like, I know the community could do a better job than what you've just done, because I've seen mad stuff done by the modding community, and that's what you're presenting. You people to pay money, and even worse, they then pulled the originals off, so you couldn't have them as a backup.
Mm.
It was the remaster or nothing. So, yeah, nah. Mm-mm. Bun that. No. Wasn't impressed with that at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm literally still going for my list.
I'm just trying to think anything disappointing me. Actually, what's that this year? Because...
FIFA 22. Yeah, well, probably disappointed you. How about that?
FIFA 22, yeah?
No. No. Jupiter's Legacy, Netflix. Yeah.
That's... Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I stopped after episode 2.
Ooh,
You know what it was, right? I understood what was going on, but I expected more. But I thought it's just me. Maybe I thought, you know, I could just go into this program, Josh DeMar doing his thing, got a good cast, and how can it possibly go wrong? Well, I was bloody proven horribly wrong. It stunk like a lead balloon. It was just going down. It was just didn't grab me. It made no sense. You're going from past to present, then present to the future, then future to the... There's too much cutting and editing, and to the point I'm like, you know, I don't even care anymore. Wow. It was painful. I'd rather watch toilet water. Yeah, just moving in the toilet. To re-watch the movie.
This has got a storyline, I guess.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
do you realize there are other things you could do than go to the toilet or not the water? You could read a book. You could... watch just normal TV, you know.
I mean, I have questions. I have a lot of questions.
Why is it... Whoa. Time out. Did you say 9 o'clock? why would you do that?
Did you just swear?
Like, the fact of the matter, I basically gave you other options and you just gave me...
Did you just swear, big man?
Why the aggression? Why the aggression? I asked you a valid question, yeah, and you literally threw shit in my face.
I didn't say anything. I'm just
trying to
say there
was
other options available.
If I record this, yeah. Actually, I am recording this, yeah. If I go back in this recording, I hear that name, yeah.
Hmm. What can you possibly do?
Rotted. Fight.
Do you know, big man?
We good, bruh. So, yeah.
Do you know, big man?
So I caught
the difference between you and me, yeah, I haven't changed. I'm the same motherfucker who will fuck you up in a second. All right, just remember that.
Wow, you see, even right there.
No, I don't care.
Classic to Wesley Snipes aggression in under 30 seconds. So that's very impressive. Wow,
some motherfuckers are always trying to ice game uphill. So
why is this man still talking?
I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know what? It's his lack of Jai Courtney t-shirt that's probably upsetting him.
Hey, you know what I would say? Me and the Jai are perfectly cool now.
A bit all cuddling and kissing, all that shit, man.
Nah.
It's a good day to die hard, isn't it, right? Some say it might be a suicide.
Hang alive. We need the mind that happened in the squad, man. I was cheering in the cinema.
That was quite funny. That was honestly hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's funnier. That demise.
Oh, spoilers again. Sorry, I apologize.
Sorry. I don't know if that demise was funnier or that creature with the eyes. Oh my God. It freaks me out so much. It's so freaky.
It really is. Good job.
It's what he's licking the glass.
James Gunn. Oh, good job. God.
Oh, James, yeah. Why do you do the things you do? Anything you're looking forward to in 2022? Actually, you know what? I've got to shout out It Takes Two. I have to shout out the game It Takes Two. Me and brother have been playing It Takes Two. Yeah, get on that. That game is not what I thought it was going to be. It's beautiful. I mean, I have a lot of questions about real estate. Brother, I think you and I have questions about real estate
I wonder what's underground now. Like,
I wonder what's underground. But for a game to encompass co-op, but also beat 'em up, but also platformer.
And shoot 'em ups.
And shoot 'em up. And flight sim. And we've just started playing. Yeah, that game is yeah. Also, shout out to Little Nightmares. That was a lot to watch.
You watch me play. Okay,
I watched you play. I'm not.
Would you stop playing? Yeah.
No. I want to sleep at night. For those who don't know and those who have not subscribed to my brother's channel, please check it out on YouTube, because sometimes we play backseat game. So basically, he plays and I backseat, and I then I'm sometimes terrified. Shout out to Resident Evil Village. That was this year, right?
That was this year.
Whoa. That was such a, once again, not played it, and your thing is gaming, and your thing is horror games. What are you doing? Turn off the podcast. I'll pause in the background, and give that a play. Good luck and enjoy, because that is beautiful. That engine, the RE engine, yeah, chef's kiss. Beautiful.
Just for the record, the gameplay that we mentioned are doing at the moment with It Takes Two will be going on my channel in the new year. So
awesome.
So basically starting from next week at some point. So watch the space.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's very enjoyable. Once again, we have questions and we will say them in the video because there are a lot of questions.
Okay, when it comes to games that disappointed me, there weren't actually that many that disappointed me, because I've really played, like, the games I've played so far this year have been pretty good and enjoyable. I mean, like, I guess, even though it was from last year, I guess you could say that as much as the comic book fan enjoyed aspects of it, I was disappointed with Marvel's Avengers. I still do like it, though. I still play it from time to time, after playing a good Marvel game, which was Guardians of the Galaxy this year, okay, if you haven't played Guardians of the Galaxy, the video game, highly recommend it. It's for comic book fans, fans of the movie.
Have you got the second one yet?
The second Guardians of the Galaxy?
What? You just the Guardians of the Galaxy game, right, that came out recently, or were you talking about the original one?
You're talking about the Telltale game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, this is completely. This is the one that came out this year, which is it's the same company that did the Marvel's Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Square Enix.
Yeah, Square Enix. So the Telltale. Actually, to this day, I've not played Telltale Game. I actually got that on my thing to play, but I've not played it yet. But the one that came out this year was. That surprised me. I had a bad feeling, but I'm kind of glad that I trusted my gut and played the game and bought it. Highly recommend it. Voice acting's on point. You get a good sense of the movie and the comic books in that. So the worlds that they create, the characters they bring into it are absolutely awesome. Highly recommend it. And again, soundtrack is banging. Like, it should be in the Guardians game. But yeah, but anyway, if you comparing that, for example, with Marvel's Avengers, it kind of just shows you how disappointing that mark that Avengers was. And it's a shame, because I feel like that Avengers game could have been a really good game if it was solely story-based. But because they wanted to kind of get a Destiny, a Marvel's Destiny, it just backfired on them. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I want to take this little bit, because I'm going to round it up there. We'll take this little bit of time to give a shout out to a true, amazing, awesome person who has literally a few minutes ago just passed. A shout out to Rest in Power Betty White, yeah. True goddamn G, and obviously love that woman a long time. So shout out.
Betty White's dead?
Yeah.
When'd she die?
Literally half an hour ago, like 40, 50 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So rest in power to Betty White. Thank you for being a real one. Thank you for being a friend.
Being our friend, damn yeah.
Damn true.
Honestly. Oh. Honestly. 99 years old.
Oh, Betty White.
May the love that she had, you know, with Ryan Reynolds, see her through to the other side. But I just want to thank the thousands of downloads that we've had this year. That has been a lovely achievement. We started this to kind of reach out to people and show that they weren't alone in the new, the old, and the yet to come. And yeah, 3,000 plus have downloaded, and I'm really proud of that, because about this time last year we just saw 500 and I was like blown away, and here we go to 3,000. So once again, I'm just eternally grateful that I get to work with my amazing partners, Big Man and Bruv, and honestly reach out to y'all and thank you for everyone who sent voice notes, left reviews. Keep doing it. We're going to try out some new things next year, and we're going to keep doing this, because honestly I do genuinely enjoy it. It's a highlight, and thank you so much for listening. So take care in 2022. Hope 2021 didn't do you too dirty, and yeah, shout out and my best to all of you in your houses.
Exactly. We second that. Thank you for all the love and support since we've started this. We can't thank you enough. And as the year is coming to an end, wish you all the best for the new year. Stay safe, and no doubt we'll see you soon.
I'm right currently up. Giving you guys, giving the audience a nod.
Oh, just like, thank
just,
you.
Just a you're all right.
The original you're all right nod.
You're all right.
Socials. Socials? I'll give the socials. And messed up pod on Instagram and messed at Twitter. Sent JudesAvengers at gmail.com for the email. Big man.
Okay, to start it, I am on Instagram at Mr_Roberts_V1. And on Twitter, I can be found at War3782. How about you, bro?
You can find me on YouTube under Instant Classic Gaming. You can also find me on TikTok, Twitch and Twitter under Instagram, yeah, under Instant Classic _gaming. You can also find Jason under Jason at messeduplore.com. I'm making it a thing now, Jason.
For all your messed up lore needs, Jason, that's right, he's the one to talk to yourself. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.